As we come to you this evening, Vespers marking the Feast of the Conversion of St. Paul are drawing to a close in the ancient papal basilica of St. Paul's outside the walls.
Pope Benedict XVI left the Vatican at sundown, crossing the Tiber River and travelling by motorcade beyond the ancient Roman walls to preside at the ceremony. There he was joined by the Archbishop of Canterbury's representative to Rome, Reverend Dr. David Richardson, the Orthodox Ecumenical Patriarchate's representative to Italy, Metropolitan Gennadios, as well as delegations from Rome's other Christian communities. Together they prayed above the tomb of the Apostle of the Gentiles, marking the end of the week of prayer for Christian unity. In his brief homily, Pope Benedict reiterated that unity is a gift of God, and that it is the mission of all Christians to strive to be one.
Che tutti siano una sola cosa, perché il mondo creda.
He said the force that promotes unity and mission flows from our encounter with the risen Lord, as happened to St. Paul on the road to Damascus. The Pope also spoke of the 100th anniversary of the Missionary Conference of Edinburgh in Scotland, which is seen by many as a defining event for the birth of the modern ecumenical movement. He said a century later the intuition of those brave pioneers is still relevant in a world marked by religious indifference and even by a growing aversion to the Christian faith.
Siamo chiamati ad offrire una testimonianza comune.
Pope Benedict insisted that Christians are called to offer a common witness to address the increasingly complex challenges of our time, like secularization and indifference, relativism, hedonism, the delicate ethical issues concerning the beginning and the end of life, the limits of science and technology, dialogue with other religious traditions. And not only, the Pope also said, now Christians face the additional challenges of the preservation of creation, the promotion of the common good and peace, defence of the centrality of the human person, commitment to overcome the miseries of our time, such as hunger, poverty, illiteracy, the unequal distribution of goods. The Holy Father also recognized that while differences between the Christian churches remain, hopefully they can be overcome through prayer and dialogue. Looking forward to centenary celebrations of the Edinburgh Conference in June in Scotland, the Pope concluded by calling for a new, intense work of evangelization, not only among people who've never known the gospel, but also among people for whom Christianity is part of their history. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.